Hello, it's Friday, October 14th. I'm your host, Daniel Centeno, and you're listening to The Final Word on CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. For this week's show, all featured stories are courtesy of the Local Journalism Initiative. As the school year is in full swing, Toronto Metropolitan University continues its gradual rebranding process and adjustments to full in-person classes and activities for the first time since March 2020. The university's efforts towards truth and reconciliation with its Indigenous community members focus on distancing itself from the school's former namesake, Egerton Ryerson, who was a formative figure in the creation of Canada's residential school system. Today, you'll hear some of the stories on TMU's rebranding process, the decisions that were made, and the eventual return of in-person sporting events, including the U Sports NCAA Showcase. In accordance with the 22 recommendations the school accepted from the Standing Strong Task Force in August 2021, TMU pledged to change the name of Ryerson, as well as the name of the sports teams and mascot. Toronto Metropolitan University replaced the name Ryerson University on April 26, 2022. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Ryerson Standing Strong Task Force provided an update on the name change process after it was announced in late January that the task force would create a shortlist of potential new names for March. Provost and co-chair of the task force, Dr. Jennifer Simpson, addressed the school's colors, fonts, and academic records, including degrees. Ryerson's name change hopes to better reflect the community and its diversity, according to Simpson, and to distance itself from Egerton Ryerson, the school's namesake, who was a leading figure in creating Canada's residential school system. In conversation with Assistant Dean Tanya Del Mello, Simpson provided the school's next steps for a chosen name, and what students, alumni, and the community can expect in the 2022-2023 school year.
I want that name to be something that people feel they can touch. It's like something you put your hands on, that your heart can connect to, that your head can connect to. To do that, it has to be a name that can bring in the diversity of our community, a name that can encompass and feel a connection, represent a connection for many, many people and the diversity of this institution. So how did we think about that? That kind of, when we're choosing a name, that kind of emotional or affective, logical, all those pieces that need to be part of a name, how did we as a committee kind of work through what's going to serve us well with that objective in working out a shortlist? And so I'm just going to read some of the considerations that were top of mind for us. And this was an attempt, this was our work at being systematic and methodical about our process to have a high level of rigor in our conversation. Leave room for, open up to a diversity of perspectives? Does it fit within post-secondary sector practices? Is this name going to keep us connected in the education world? Does it kind of situate us amongst universities as a whole? Does it align with the university's strategic vision? Is it legally available and ownable? A really practical, really necessary question. It has to be legally available and ownable. Does it pass cross-cultural and global linguistics checks? We are a community with lots of languages, with lots of cultural backgrounds. What meanings or resonance does this name take on in different settings? Can it be abbreviated to a workable acronym, to an acronym that works well for the university and those stories that we want to tell about ourselves? And another consideration, the domain name and the social media elements that come with that name, are they ownable? Can we own those names? So there were this list, I think, helps all of us to remember. It's what the committee really, in our returning, we've emphasized that returning to the name and what does this mean for us? How do we sit with this? These questions were consistently in the mix. So we kind of came to a short list that is workable in a wide sense and at all these levels.
The current mascot, named Eggy, after Egerton Ryerson, is being considered at the moment and can potentially change. For the school's colors, Simpson says it will stay the same, but did not confirm whether the name Rams will be kept for the varsity teams.
So the question of the mascot's a really important question. We're not sure yet. That's going to be a separate process. We've got a set of recommendations that we mentioned earlier. One of those is about the mascot. The mascot may change. There needs to be further reflection, and that will come next. So folks can stay tuned on that next chapter website, and we'll include updates there about that process, what's happening there. So I have a different answer for the colors. The colors will stay the same. This is really what we're going through, is a renaming exercise. And so the colors of blue and gold, which when I saw those colors too, I was so excited. Like, you know, when you move, I came from a different institution. I love the blue and gold. So that will stay. That was a decision from the beginning that this would be a renaming exercise. It was, in fact, as we know, a question asked by committee members. Will we be talking? No. And in fact, the blue and gold, which represent the water and sun, there's a connection there. There's a reason for those colors. They will remain the same. And so we can look forward to, again, some consultation on a new mascot, but the colors remaining the same. We're really just, our committee is really working at the name aspect of the university. I'll also just highlight that we'll also be retaining, we're retaining the colors. We'll also retain fonts and graphics, and this will also help, as you mentioned earlier, Tony, maintain that sense of continuity, not only for alumni, but also for everyone at Ryerson. So by changing the name and leaving a lot of these other things intact, it will kind of underline or make possible a strong sense of continuity with the reality and those stories and that connection that is Ryerson.
Further, Simpson says the implementation of the name change must be gradual. There is a legal process for fully changing the name. Students and alumni will then have the choice to keep their current degree with the name Ryerson, or can request at a later time for one with the updated name.
So I'm going to speak both to current students and then also to alumni. So first of all, as mentioned, all legal documents must reflect our current legal name. They have to line up. And that includes, legal documents includes parchments and academic records. For students, current students, diplomas that are available at the spring 2022 convocation will say Ryerson University. But over the next couple of months, we'll be sharing more information with students who have applied to graduate. We'll be able to let those students know what you can do to change your parchment. Alumni of the university will have two options, their choice. The first option is to carry forward, to hold on to their existing parchment, leave things as they are. The second option for all alumni is that those who want to change their parchment can request a reissue of their parchment once the legal name change has occurred, and the reissued document, the reissued parchment, will bear the new name. So alumni have that choice.
Dr. Simpson was asked to comment on the shortlist of names the task force created and an updated timeline about the new name being fully implemented. CGRU is awaiting a response. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Beginning in May 2022, TMU sent out surveys to students, staff, alumni, and community members to send in their suggestions for a new athletic sports team name and mascot. Here's a story on the survey process and how TMU reached out to its community to help with its decision. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Metropolitan University is inviting community members for its input on a new varsity team name, mascot, and mascot name this month. Participants, including students, staff, and other members of the campus community, have been sent online surveys. In March, Provost and Co-Chair of the Standing Strong Task Force, Jennifer Simpson, said that the school's colors of gold and royal blue will remain unchanged. Currently, the sports teams are called the Rams, with a mascot named Eggie. Eggie was named after the school's previous namesake, Egerton Ryerson. His role in the introduction of Canada's residential schools was one of the main driving forces behind the recent name change. The university says in a recent press release that a shortlist will be published in mid-June as part of a second phase of a community consultation. Once the mascot and team name committee identify parameters for the suggestions, the shortlist will be shared and community members are encouraged to share feedback on it. Then a cultural and legal check, according to the university, will be conducted and a recommendation of the new name and mascot choice will be sent to the Office of President and Vice Co-Chair Mohammed Lashmi. In addition to the online survey, community members can email the committee and share their thoughts on social media with the hashtag TorontoMetMascot. The mascot change is part of the Standing Strong Task Force 22 recommendations that were all accepted by the university on August 26, 2021. Eggie the Ram has been the university mascot since 1961, when the school's name was the Ryerson Institute of Technology. According to a timeline of Eggie by the school's independent newspaper, The Eye Opener, a real-life ram was chosen as a unifying symbol for the school's hockey team initially. Also, a ram was chosen to represent the university because it was Egerton Ryerson's zodiac sign. Contrary to previous rumors circulating online through tweets and third-party accounts, the university has not chosen Emu as an official mascot for the school. Professor Simpson and the Office of President Lashmi were contacted to comment on changing the ram's name. The Standing Strong Task Force was also contacted about what parameters they are establishing for the shortlist, as well as whether Rams may be retained as the sports team name. CGRU is awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. With the return of full in-person activities, TMU Sports has finally returned with a full schedule as well. The onset of COVID-19 in 2020 canceled the Ontario University Athletics Division and most of U Sports. The 2020-2021 season did finish, but saw a reduced schedule and several pauses that threatened another cancellation. Up next, I had the opportunity to cover the return of the annual U Sports NCAA Showcase at the Mattamy Athletic Center. Forward Eric Rooms, who starred as a rookie for the team last year, and Simon Chamberlain, a transfer from the Carleton Ravens, comment on the return to the court and preparations for the upcoming season. A set of preseason games saw the TMU men's basketball team match up against the Northern Illinois Huskies, the St. Michael's College Purple Knights, and the Oregon Ducks. TMU finished 1-2 in the showcase. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Exhibition games for the men's Toronto Metropolitan University basketball team returned to the Mattamy Athletic Center this summer. To prepare for the upcoming 2022-2023 season, showcases against NCAA teams are being hosted. The showcases are organized to allow Canada's U Sports teams to match up against the American NCAA teams. TMU has been slated to play 3 exhibition games. The first one was against the Northern Illinois Huskies on August 5th. Despite some scoring runs in the second and third quarters, TMU was soundly beaten 112-82. TMU was led by forward Aaron Rooms, who scored 21 points and grabbed 6 rebounds.
All right, Aaron, it was a great game today for you. Can you talk me through it, please?
Did you just talk you through it?
Yeah, like, how'd you feel?
Honestly, it was just, you know, first game back with the guys, you know, first game back in this environment. You know, I've been really excited to get back with everybody, with just being here at Mattamy. I've missed it a lot, but yeah, so just going through the game, you know, it's a different feel, you know, playing with guys that are more physical, faster, more athletic. So in my opinion, it's not too much of an adjustment. I think as a collective, I think it's an adjustment that, you know, the team will have to get accustomed to, because going forward, that's just what it is. You know, we're gonna have to, you know, push through that. Yeah, I was just trying to get my teammates involved, everybody get going, getting the guys in the mind shape, you know, the mindset of what it's gonna be for the whole season, that sort of thing. So, yeah, just taking the game play by play, you know, that's all it is, you know, giving the best effort that I could, and trying to get the guys to keep the same.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of new faces this year. What was it like to play with these guys? And, you know, you mentioned it's been a while being here at the MAC.
Mm-hmm. You know, of course, being with a new group, there's some challenges, but I'm relatively familiar with a lot of the guys, but at the end of the day, we all have the same goal, you know, so in that regard, I feel like there's a familiarity, and that is what, you know, I resonate with, so it's pretty easy to click, you know what I mean? But of course, as time will go on, I think it'll just get better.
The second year forward commented on playing against an older, more physical NCAA team.
In my opinion, I feel that's where I should be, you know what I'm saying? Like, No hard bond riders, you know, where I am, I love you here, you know what I mean? But, you know,
TMU.
Yeah, TMU. sorry, TMU. But yeah, it's, yeah, I feel like I belong, you know, it's just, I feel right in, you know, no real different, you know, there's no real restraint, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I guess with today's game, how are you preparing yourself for the next one next week?
Well, next week, you know, I feel like I've been away for a bit, you know what I mean? You know, I'm going to try my best to get in with the guys, you know, just to, you know, make sure guys understand what we need to do going forward, you know, take on more of a leadership role, you know, going forward and that sort of thing. Taking my account, my flaws in this game, you know, tuning up on those as well so I can be better for the guys, you know, better for the team. And, yeah, just, you know, try and direct the guys and where we need to be, that sort of thing, so. Sure.
Carleton University transfer Simon Chamberlain scored 17 points for TMU and was a catalyst from three-point range to help make some runs in the second half.
Simon Chamberlain from the team of Aaron Rue.
Aaron mentioned the physicality of playing against an NCAA team. Can you talk to me about your own experience with that?
Yeah, so when I was at Carleton, I played a few NCAA games as well, Syracuse, Boston College, Colgate, and it's something I noticed there as well. They got big bodies, they're athletic, and it's just like that's the type of physicality we have to bring in the season, playoff basketball, that type of stuff, and match it. Like we have the size to do it, but we just gotta do it. Like go at them, be aggressive the way they are. But definitely, I've noticed every time we played a D1 team, like they bring the intensity, bring the aggressiveness.
Despite the loss, assistant coach Jeremy Cakey commented on what is needed to prepare for the next NCAA opponents.
The most frustrating part of today's game is, again, just the fact that the guys came out here, they practiced hard, they tried their best, but again, you kind of seen the difference as the maturity, playing a team that's a bit older than us, playing a team that's been together a bit longer, right? You've kind of seen that. So just the fact that, again, just careless, unforced turnovers, that was the most frustrating part. The bright spot is that we did have a few guys that were able to step in and play well. Some young guys like Nathan, Simon here, scoring 17 points was phenomenal for us again, and we're looking to do that forward.
You mentioned like some of the bright spots in the game. You know, there were a few runs there.
Yes.
What was it like on the bench? kind of guiding the guys through that?
So guiding the guys through the bit of the run was good. Again, it's something that we're going to watch on film to make sure that we can do that consistently. There were a few times that we were able to get three stops in a row. Again, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that in the fourth quarter. But again, it's a process. We're learning first game. We're going to make sure that going forward that we're going to be able to do that more consistently.
How's the team feeling for next week's matchup?
So again, they are disappointed with the loss and just with the way that they look. But again, with the support that we kind of heard from the fans and the family still cheering till the very end. And the fact that we went in there and told them, okay, these are the goals that we set throughout the games. We've hit a few, but we've missed on more than we've hit. So now we just got to refocus, get back in the lab, and hit more of our goals, because the other team hit those goals that we set. And they weren't in our locker rooms to see those goals, and it was tic-tac-toe. Like, they literally hit all the goals that we set out. So now we know what it takes to be able to win. So now we just got to perform.
All right,
let's go.
Notable past games for TMU include matchups against the Duke Blue Devils in 2018, when college star Zion Williamson and RJ Barrett came to Toronto. Williamson became the first overall pick in the 2019 NBA draft. Barrett, who went third in the same draft, grew up in Mississauga and is part of the Canadian national team. The next scheduled games will be against the St. Michael's College Purple Knights of the NCAA's Division II on August 13th. And against the Division I Oregon Ducks on August 27th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. While the men's basketball team donned their old Rams jerseys during the showcase, changes to the uniform are expected to be unveiled later this year. Since covering the showcase, Coca-Cola Court has been changed to replace Rams with the new TMU logo in the center court. On August 29th, TMU officially announced Bold will be the new name of the sports teams. Other proposals gaining votes were the Towers and Beavers. The official Falcon logo was unveiled by TMU in early October, donning the familiar gold and royal blue. Additional changes include stylized font, with a B for bold in the shape of a falcon. Here's my coverage on the official announcement by the university. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Metropolitan University unveils its new sports team name this week. The Rams' mascot, formerly known as Eggie the Ram since 1961, will be replaced by a falcon. In accordance with the 22 recommendations the school accepted from the Standing Strong Task Force in August 2021, TMU pledged to change the name of Ryerson, as well as the name of the sports team and mascot.
Hi everyone, I'm Jen McMillan, Vice Provost Students. Whether you're new to the TMU community or graduated years ago, I know you're invested in our evolution and are excited to be part of this journey. Since becoming Toronto Metropolitan University, we've put a lot of thought into how the spirit of our student athletes can be captured with a new team name. They needed to be strong, confident, and courageous, which is why we're so excited to announce that we are now the TMU Bold. What, in a word, is the essence of our university, our students, our approach to learning and teaching, and above all else, our athletes? Boldness. You won't find another team named this way, and that's the point. Why follow when you can lead? Every legacy begins with a bold decision to start something meaningful, lasting, and memorable. This is a name we can cultivate, own, and celebrate.
A committee was created during the 2022 winter semester to gather information from the community to publish a shortlist of proposed names. An online survey gathered more than 4,000 contributions. The shortlist was published in late July. TMU President and Vice Co-Chair Mohammed Lashmi said in June that a new sports team name will be finalized prior to the start of the 2022-2023 school year. The new Falcon mascot was an option that TMU said was chosen more than 40 times than other suggestions.
Our new mascot, the Falcon, is just as powerful. Falcons are as bold as birds come. They're defined by thinking as much as they are action. They are unbelievably fast, but their boldness is also about timing and decision-making. Falcons are determined and watch from the sky before they descend strategically in pursuit of their prey. They symbolize ambition, ascension, endurance, healing and recovery, and have important parallels with reconciliation. Plus, they thrive in urban areas all around the world. Chances are you've even spotted one on campus. Falcons can have dark blue feathers with striking gold talons and beaks. It really doesn't get any better than that. We're blue, we're gold, we're TMU bold.
The new team name will be used immediately, while new team uniforms, a physical mascot, a nickname, and character development and costume will follow in the coming months. While the TMU Bold logo is in development, the school's athletic facilities at the Mattamy Athletic Center have begun updates to reflect the new name. So far, Coca-Cola Court has been rebranded. As mentioned in March by Provost and Co-Chair of the Standing Strong Task Force, Jennifer Simpson, the gold and blue colors will remain unchanged. TMU will debut as the Bold on September 4th in a women's soccer match against the Ottawa Gigi's. The selection of the new sports team name continues TMU's process of distancing itself from the school's former namesake, Egerton Ryerson. He was a catalyst in Canada's formation of the residential school system. Eggie the Ram was nicknamed after Ryerson. A ram was chosen as the mascot because it was Ryerson's horoscope animal. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. TMU basketball returns to the Mattamy Athletic Center on November 5th. The men's and women's teams are expected to unveil their new TMU uniforms in their respective home openers. The women's team returned this season as defending U Sports champions. Under the guidance of head coach Carly Clark, TMU went undefeated last year. That was the final word for this week. Until next time. For CGRU 1280 AM in Toronto, I'm Daniel Centeno.